Ukraine security issue.
On August 9th, the 167th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that the Russian occupiers used artillery to push the Ukrainian forces from their lines of defense in the areas of Bakhmut and Avdiivka, Donetsk region. They reportedly conducted several assaults, which the Ukrainian military successfully repelled. According to the latest Ukraine update by British military intelligence, over the past 30 days, Russia's most successful offensive in Donbas has been that of Bakhmut, where its forces have managed to advance a mere 10 kilometers, while in other sections of Donbas frontline they have advanced no further than 3 kilometers. Along the southern axis, the Russians were reported to be reinforcing their defenses and intensively using aircraft, while Russian artillery continued to shell villages near the administrative border between the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions and the southern outskirts of Mykolaiv city to constrain the Ukrainian troops. Colonel Roman Kostenko, secretary of the Committee on National Security, rules out the Russians' forces advance in the south, explaining that the Ukrainian army has enough capabilities to prevent it.
Якщо Росія буде перекидати війська, наші командири і командувачі повинні в першу чергу зробити симметричні дії, перекинути сюди більше військ.
If Russia transfers additional troops there, then our commanders should act symmetrically and move more Ukrainian troops to the south. The Russians understand that we can encircle them here, so they are pulling more and more troops to the south in order not to get into a big cauldron. They are also transferring their forces from Crimea, and some military units are arriving from Mizum. The occupiers see that in this area the Ukrainian army can succeed, so they are reinforcing their defenses, said Roman Kostenko. U.S. Under Secretary of Defense Colin Kull believes that the military situation in eastern Ukraine has stabilized and that after Russia began to move its troops to the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions, the main focus of the war shifted to the south. Kull added that Russia's war against Ukraine is the most intense conflict in Europe since Second World War, with both sides suffering significant losses. According to the Pentagon, Russia has lost between 70 and 80,000 troops in Ukraine who were killed or wounded in action. According to the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, more than 42,500 Russian troops have been killed and more than 54,000 units of weaponry and special equipment have been destroyed. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the President's office, had said on Tuesday that the daily losses of the Ukrainian military decreased threefold compared with early June, when Ukraine lost between 100 and 200 soldiers per day. Podolyak attributes it to the very effective work of the Ukrainian rocket artillery that has destroyed a significant number of Russian munition depots. Another reason, according to him, is the redeployment of Russian troops and equipment along the entire front line. And the third reason is that the Ukrainian forces have adapted to the Russian tactics. Now they are more mobile and efficient, said Mykhailo Podolyak. The United States continued to support Ukraine in its fight for independence. According to Pentagon Press Secretary Todd Brazil, President Joe Biden has approved an additional aid package of $1 billion for Ukraine's critical needs in the field of security and defense. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked President Biden, saying that this is the evidence of a high level of trust between Ukraine and the United States, despite Russian false allegations about most of the Western weapons never reaching Ukraine or being smuggled out to some third countries. The new aid package includes not only the well-known javelins, but also missiles for the famous HIMARS and NASAMS and other weapons. All these are critical not only for our defensive, but also for offensive operations. This package of military aid from the U.S. is the best counter-argument for those who claim that there is allegedly no trust between Ukraine and the U.S. and that the partners do not know where the weapons provided to Ukraine are going. The partners know everything, and there is high level of trust, said Dmytro Kuleba. Ukrainian Ombudsman Dmytro Lubinets has sent official letters to the United Nations and the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, requesting a security mission to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant occupied by Russian troops since March 4th. He called on an international community to help demilitarize the facility and provide security guarantees to its employees and residents of the city of Energodar. Earlier, IAEA chief Rafael Grossi expressed concern about the shelling of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and stated his readiness to lead a mission of IAEA experts to the plant. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate end to the shelling of the plant and to give international inspectors access to the station. The Interfax news agency reported that since August the 4th, Ukraine has not pumped Russian oil through the southern branch of the Druzhba pipeline to refineries in Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic. According to this report, Russia's oil transporting company Transneft failed to pay for transit services due to the European Union sanctions. Bloomberg reported, citing Erste Bank analyst Thomas Pletzer, that the financial dispute between oil suppliers would be resolved within a few days in the best-case scenario. If the stoppage of the oil transit through the southern branch of Druzhba continues, then the Hungarian oil refiner MOL will have fuel reserves for a couple of weeks. Still, the country will have to use its strategic resources after that. MOL shares have already fallen by 5%.